Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart Podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Riz Mirza has been channeling numerous spirit guides who have helped heal and uplift thousands of people in more than 2,500 live, full trance-channeled weekly gatherings called the Circle of Light. For 13-plus years, Riz's weekly live and in-person channeled spirit, the Circle of Light, has helped humanity answer every type of human concern. Riz is one of the only psychic mediums, full trance channel shamans, that is known to channel publicly to live gatherings and online groups and give personal messages to each individual regarding their soul path and personal concerns. The guest does not have to say anything, and the guides open the dialogue and share intimate personal information that only they know about. Then the guest may ask a question after that. His website is his name, linked up at coasttocoastam.com. He's got a few books out called Red Eagle Speaks and The Nine Keys. Riz, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, George. It's a pleasure to be here and to be with the Coast to Coast family worldwide.
And it's going to be fun running into you at our Beyond Belief taping in Colorado. And then a week after that, we're going to the Conscious Life Expo.
I'm so looking forward to it, George, and I hope that I can get away from what I'm doing at the end and to hear you speak.
You are going to be swamped, Brenda.
Well, you know, hearing you describe what I do after so many years and being a channeler and a psychic medium, and people say, what's that, and what is that? I would really like to say that actually I consider myself to be a simple doorman and a locksmith, because what I do, I'm just a doorman. I open a door and I allow that energy or the spirit guides or information to walk through. And as a locksmith, I really feel that what I'm doing is I'm helping people unlock their potential, unlock their understanding of what reality is.
Riz, when did this happen for you? How did this start?
When I was 7 years old, I had a mediumship experience. My parents came from India, and I was born in Harlem in the Bronx in New York City. And at the age of 7, my mom was visiting a friend, and she dragged me along with her. And there was no kids to play with. And out of nowhere, I blurted out, an old man died on that couch. And I was 7 years old, George.
Wow.
And the conversation stopped. You could hear the tinkling of the spoons in the chai stop. And the lady came over to me and said, what did you say? And I told her. And apparently her father had passed away on that couch.
Yeah, she knew that, didn't she?
Yeah, my mom didn't know, but she knew, and it happened when she was in the house. I didn't know. I was 7.
That's amazing. Now, what exactly, Riz, is trance channeling?
Well, let's first talk about the word channeling. The word channeling is connected to the word canal, which simply means an opening through which a body of water can flow through. But in the case of a medium, it is where the energy of the spirit guides flows through the person. Great musicians are excellent channels. great, I like to say anyone who's very, very flowing with what they do, meaning they just step aside and allow the talent to come through them. It doesn't matter what the skill set is, whether they, again, are a musician or a dancer or an actor or a teacher or a plumber. That's what being a channel is. But a trans channel in the area of mediumship, that is when a medium or a channeler allows themselves to be open to the spirit guides, which are around every person. I've never met a person who didn't have a spirit guide with them. And allowing that spirit guide to, in a sense, take over the car, take over the steering wheel of the car, that being us, being our bodies, our voices. So the spirit guides use your voice and your body to transmit information. I actually consider channeling a technology, which I'm happy to expound on.
Are you alert when you channel?
I am. I would say that I am in a sleep state. It's very much like talking in your sleep, and I'm sure you and your listeners are familiar with Edgar Cayce,
yes,
called The Sleeping Prophet.
Exactly.
For me, it began by, I thought I fell asleep while I was meditating, and a friend of mine who was with me after I woke up said, I wrote down what you said for three pages.
Three pages?
Three pages.
Wow.
My friend had written down everything I said, and I had no recall of this.
Who is Red Eagle?
I like to say Red Eagle is a gatekeeper. Every channeler has a gatekeeper. The gatekeeper is the spirit guide that works the door, checks the ID to make sure that no low-level entities or spirits enter into the channeler's body. He's kind of my bodyguard. Red Eagle is, I like to say, some people say, is he an indigenous tribal member? He sounds like a Native American name, or he's this or that.
He does, yeah.
Yeah, he does. Well, you know, actually, he's more like a 10,000-year-old oak tree. So I can't ascribe any ethnicity to him. I mean, his accent could be anything. And I find that his energy is that of a warrior. He himself has said he has had many lifetimes of many different ethnicities. Look, the soul does not have an ethnicity, everyone. So you will find channelers saying, oh, I have an Asian guide. I have a Native American guide. I have an East Indian guide. That ethnicity or that accent that the guide embodies when they come through the channeler is one aspect of their fuller soul identity, because we've all lived many, many lifetimes. All of us have been different genders. All of us have been different ethnicities. So it is almost that they are putting on that aspect or dimension of who they are to get their point across, because they particularly may have liked that lifetime. So your soul does not have an ethnicity. The ethnicity is for us to enjoy while we are here on Earth, in Earth school, is what I like to say. So he's the one who's been giving messages to people over the last 13 years, as well as various other spirit guides.
Now, you were a former heavy metal musician, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. And people ask me all the time, they say, so who are your spiritual influences for you to be a psychic medium? And when I tell them, oh, I just name all, I string off the names of heavy metal bands. Oh, I was Black Sabbath, Ozzy Osbourne, Kiss, and Judas Priest. They go, wait, what? I thought you were going to name some spiritualist medium. Why are you naming heavy metal bands? Like, because where whatever you like and whatever you love, that has power and connection for you. So it was through music that I first discovered I could channel music, because I never took any lessons.
Uh-huh.
And instruments came really easily for me. So that was really my start. In fact, a lot of channelers were artists first. A lot of people in the spiritual community started off through the arts first, because it's kind of accepted that you can channel energy when it is through art. But if you're channeling messages, it can be looked upon as kind of weird, depending on what kind of religious background your family comes from, you know.
Generally, Riz, what are the messages like when they come to you?
When the messages come, and this is a great question, because people often, the general public, see psychic mediums or channelers or as oracles telling the future. They tell the future, like a crystal ball, the old cliche of the crystal ball, let me tell you your future. But things have changed. The more advanced intuitives, healers, psychics, shamans, channelers are actually telling you how to understand the present. Because the questions are about the present most of the time. What is going on in the world? What is happening in my life now? So these messages are about how you are dissecting your reality, what you're experiencing, and how you think and how you interpret life. Our life is about our interpretation. We like things if it's going the way we want. We don't like things if things are going the way we don't want. And we're very simple in that way. But all of us can say, every single person listening now can look back on their life and say, you know, that experience that it was so unpleasant and I hated while it was happening actually was so important in my life to happen for me to be who I am. It wasn't pleasant, but it was necessary and powerful. It wasn't wrong or out of my script, meaning you have this script that you come to in life with and you're casting all the characters. So this is how I see that channelers and psychic mediums look at the present, and through that, they're also able to help you understand the past and how you are psychically creating your future, meaning the energy that you are emanating out into the world through your beliefs about reality, your beliefs, your core beliefs about life, how that is affecting your destiny. So I help people unlock that. And of course, there are all the questions of, can you give me a message from my grandmother?
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source, and iHeart Podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into what lies beneath the glitzy image of Hollywood's golden age and all the sex, money, and murder that's been swept under the rug for decades. Using the Variety archives, each episode offers a rare glimpse into little-known casting couch stories that have long lived in the shadows. So join us as we navigate the tangled web of Hollywood's secret history with host Tracy Patton, along with expert Variety reporters and correspondents, as they discuss the secret history of the casting couch to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, A Story of California Corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you remember when you channel?
No. It is very much similar to the dream state. So when I'm channeling, there's no recall when I come right back into the body after several hours. But just like when you forget a dream and then later that day someone mentions something about, I don't know, a dog, and you go, I dreamt about a dog last night.
Right.
Suddenly the recall comes back to you because someone else mentioned it. Well, for me, after I channel for several hours, if the person comes up to me and starts a conversation, I don't remember their message. But when they keep talking, things start to come back to me as if it was in a dream. So it's really in a dream state.
When you take calls next hour with our incredible listeners, are they talking to you, Riz, or the channel?
When I do, specifically when I'm doing readings on the fly like this, when people are calling in, I, as a psychic medium, do the reading. But I would love to channel for the audience at some point this evening, if that's all right with you.
Would I be able to interview that person?
100%. You can interview the spirit guide. It's a back and forth. It's not like they're just going to, you know, lecture for 10 minutes. They love to interact when they come through me, at least. My guides love to interact with people.
How do you get into it, and then how do we get out of it?
So I'll say just give me about, it takes me about 5 seconds to get into it. I've been doing it a long time.
Okay.
And when we need to get out of it, you just say, you know, you just say, thank you for being with us. And they know the drill. They already know what's going to happen before we even start.
That is it's remarkable. And some of the things that when you channel, what do they tell you? What do they want you to know? What do they want us to know?
When they're speaking to a large group of people, I've noticed that the messages, they're themes, you know? Think about it like music. In music, we have maybe 16 basic notes of music. It's like there's basic laws of life and the universe, universal laws. There's not 1,000 of them. You could probably name that you could live a good life within 10 laws, 10 spiritual laws, probably. Just like music, where you can rearrange those 16 notes and make billions of songs that are out there that sound different, the guides have been coming through me. I mean, we're at like 2,600 channeling circles. I could say to you, George, that each circle is different, and yet each circle is the same, because it's the way that they break down very practical parts of life. So they will give messages of the macrocosm. Okay, here's what's happening. Here's the age we are in as a society in the world. Here's where we are at in the stage of evolution where you guys are at. Then they will go personal. What do people want to know? Well, what do we all want to know? We want to know about love, relationships, our parents or our health, career. So it's always the same. So, but they're talking about understanding the nature of reality and how we are creating our reality internally.
Does the channeling affect you at all personally when you do it?
In the beginning, it can be very draining. Years and years ago, it used to be I used to get pretty drained. I used to have to eat a lot, and I would end up with my wife at diners at 1 a.m. in L.A., scarfing down food to get back into my body. But after I gained some weight, I decided I can't do that anymore. So now it actually, I can channel for 4 or 5 hours, George, and I come out of it really refreshed. And I consider that a skill to be able to do that.
When you channel, are you channeling spirit guides? Who are you channeling?
Only spirit guides, because that's what's worth listening to. These are not, you know, look, there are spirits that are almost everywhere where I've ever gone. I've noticed one or two spirits in homes. I do a lot of paranormal clearings where people ask me, hey, can you come to my house and kind of talk to this spirit? More on that later. But these are higher, I call them the teachers. These are higher vibrational beings. I don't like to use the word entities. These are teachers. And they are with us. Every culture, every single culture on the planet has a history of referring to intelligent, supportive forces around each person. Sometimes they're called angels. They're called ancestors. They're called the universe. They're called the watchers. They're called spirit guides. They're all referring at least to the basic definition that we are not alone in our journey here. So these are master teachers. The spirit guides have been, the spirit guides that I've channeled, some of them have been pretty well-known figures in history. So I've channeled composers and philosophers and some old world leaders. But some spirit guides have names like Red Eagle, or there'll be a spirit guide with a very simple name who was not known in our modern Earth time, but exist and are around us. And it's not about the name of the personality or that's coming through. It's more about what is the message.
Do they want us to know something specifically? What is their agenda?
The number one thing they want us to know is that the reality of our existence, the purpose of our existence, first of all, our existence is eternal. This is stressed over and over and over again, that there is no death. There's only a changing of form. And that when we really understand this, we are expanding our mind to understand that there really is only oneness. There's a very deep and poetic message underneath all of these so-called very complex teachings. It's always very simple. It is that you are love. Magic is, and magic and love and goodness and oneness are all one thing that permeate all of existence. You know, Star Wars tried to say it with the Force, except they still had duality, which was there's a dark side to the Force.
Exactly.
But the guides don't say that. The guides say, look, every single thing has the universal divine energy in it. Even if it's unpleasant to you, it's your evolution happening. And the moment that you surrender, that evolution is happening. Because what is enlightenment, George? We have this. I've been listening to Coast to Coast and you for so long, and people are exploring this so deeply. What is enlightenment? And I'd like to offer my two cents.
Do it.
I think that enlightenment, number one, is when you're no longer at war with the present moment. When you're not rejecting, resisting, or fighting the present moment, that's your first step towards maturity as a soul. And enlightenment would be that you are able to find perfection in all moments, at all times, and anywhere. And that one is challenging, because that's saying that even in your darkest times, that perfection is happening. Even in those times of trauma, even in those times of great pain and regret and sadness and struggle, to contemplate and to actually accept and surrender to that divine perfection is happening. Well, that again now would be a type of maturity. So I say to people, if you can find magic / God / divine energy / the Force or Source in any moment that you choose, that I would call that enlightenment. That's a living enlightenment. It's not the enlightenment where, I'm exalted and there's angels singing and choruses and you're living up on some mountain alone.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
how this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.